In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Greetings, brothers and sisters, on this seventh Sunday after Pentecost. And today's gospel, Christ gives us an example of perseverance in prayer and having faith in Him, regardless of seeming obstacles and challenges. St. Simeon, the new theologian, once said that he who prays according to the flesh is like the blind man who cried out, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." But another blind man, when he received his sight and saw the Lord, no longer saw him as the Son of David, but as the Son of God, as it says in John 9. And Archbishop Andrew Rymarenko sees in this simple request of these blind men an image of prayer. He says, after all, they did not see Christ. And what is more, they had never seen the image of a human being, but they knew that Christ was there, nearby, and they believed that he could heal them. This is the classic image of prayer. The Orthodox faith never forms any images, but only knows that Christ is, and he is near, and he can do anything. Well, haven't we all experienced something like this at times? Maybe we had an urgent need, or we had some problem in our lives, and we prayed that God would help us. But we had a particular expectation of how God would help us and when God would help us. And if he didn't immediately grant our prayer in exactly the way we wanted, maybe our faith was tested a little bit. But notice what the Lord does when these two blind men ask Christ to have mercy on them. He ignores them. You know, it says that they asked him to have mercy on them, and it doesn't say that Jesus turned to them and said, "What did you say?" or, you know, anything like that. He just turned around and walked away, walked into the house. And why would he do that? I mean, there were many other people that he helped others immediately, and sometimes even without their asking for his help. Well, St. Nikolai Vlimirovich points out that the reason he did this was, first of all, the more to increase their thirst for God and their faith in him. And secondly, that many other people should hear the blind men's cries and themselves give thoughts to their hearts and examine their faith. And thirdly, to show his meekness and humility by shunning glory from men in this way, so that he should not heal these sufferers on the road in front of the crowds, but in a house before just a handful of witnesses. And also St. Nikolai goes on to say that the faith of these blind men was so great that they unflaggingly walked behind Christ, not worrying that he had not turned round to them nor responded to their despairing cries. Their faith was so great that they sought him even in the house into which he had turned aside, even though the house was strange and unknown. They dared to go inside. They felt, this is the moment of our healing. It's now or never. They knew that in the whole world there was no living man but Christ who could open their eyes and restore their sight. And then Christ asked them, "Believe ye that I am able to do this?" And St. Nikolai goes on to say, why did he ask them when he knew and saw their faith? He who sees all mysteries and knows all hearts. He asked so that they should publicly proclaim their faith, both for their own sakes and for that of the others who were present. The public confession of faith confirms this faith, both for those who confess it and for those who hear this confession. So, brothers and sisters, all of us are in need of healing spiritually and of salvation. And like these blind men, we are often in the dark, so to speak, spiritually. And like this dumb man, we are often unable to find the right words with which to pray for help. And yet the Lord is merciful, if only we will try to make an effort. Let us not be faint-hearted if God does not immediately grant our prayer in exactly the way we expect. For truly, he only expects from us whatever we are able to do, and he'll see our good intention if we will only not give up, but keep trying to follow him. After all, the dumb man was unable to make a verbal request to the Lord, but the Lord cast out the demon and healed him anyway. And let us also imitate these blind men who with patience and perseverance followed after our Lord, regardless of any obstacles, and pray to him always that we too may be healed of our infirmities and serve as true witnesses of genuine Christian faith. Glory be to our God. Amen.